All right, it's my honor and privilege to call this meeting to order. For the Pledge of Allegiance, Joseph, could you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please, sir?
The flag.
Very good, Joseph has somewhere to go tonight, so I think he's going to be
The shirt of the tie would have worked fine.
Well, we definitely got through the pledge. Yeah, so, roll call, since the secretary isn't here.
You want me to take the minutes?
Yeah, can you do the minutes and the roll call, please?
She's assistant secretary. Will you keep notes, too?
Yeah, that's why I asked if you want me to do that. Yes, he asked me, then I can do that, and I would gladly do that. So, okay, roll. Here, let me get an old sheet out. I should have been planning ahead for that. I didn't. I'm so sorry. Because I have, I hope I have an old one in here. If I don't, I'm in trouble. Oh, shoot, did I leave them all at home?
Do you need?
Do you have a, here, this is it. I'll use this. Something with everybody's names on it.
Okay.
Okay. George Thomas.
Here.
Yes, indeedy. And Mr. Howard Benjamin.
Here.
And myself, I am here. John is absent. Put that there. Mr. Nand is also not here. Okay, Lizette is not here.
No, you're only doing the executive.
That's it, we're done. I haven't gotten that far. Hold on. Joseph.
Yeah, here.
So now we have...
And Marilyn.
Who isn't either?
Too.
Yes, Marilyn's here. Okay, hang on, let me find... because he's out of order. Joseph. Okay, so we've got to four plus me.
We can conduct business.
Yeah, we can conduct business, yes, we can.
Very good. We have a quorum, and we can officially conduct business. Comments from the chair? I have nothing at this time. Public comment? Anyone? Mr. Meraz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you. First of all, the article that's been in the paper about the Maryland Rural Statue, Mr. George, that's all you. And from the beginning to the end, I want to make sure that we, the congressman and the council office, that they all acknowledge, not that it was the neighborhood council, but it was you. That was your original idea. You fought for it. Even when some of us weren't even in favor of it, you kept pushing it. And see, look at the attention that it's brought to Van Nuys now. Now, with that kind of attention, who knows, maybe our streets will be clean, other things will be done. But again, we really want to thank you and acknowledge the fact that it was George, our president, that did that. So I want to make sure, I'm not going to use my phone home yet. Father Rodolfo, who's been the head of our, we do love Van Nuys and St. Elizabeth, is in critical condition over at St. Joseph, and they don't think he's going to make it, so we've been over there for a week. We just recently got the reports from the rescue mission in regards to the number of people that we've been feeding and the people that we've been helping. And up to the 6 months, we're almost at 8,000 individuals.
Very good work.
Mr. President. So, yeah, we're doing some... some good things, but again, the Maryland Rural, your idea. Let's make sure that you get the acknowledgement that you deserve.
Good man. Anybody else for public comment? Roland.
About the Maryland Rural, I'm going to try to get some pictures of her, and so we can put it on the post and in the post office.
Very good.
You know,
that's perfect. Thank you, sir. I like the tie.
Yeah.
Great to meet you. But who are you for tomorrow in the World Cup match?
Yes.
All of them.
Yes. I'm for soccer. Anybody else for? Yes, Marilyn.
I have a couple of things.
How about it?
First of all, I think we've been doing really great things the last couple of months. Finally, it's all coming together, and we're doing good presentations for the public and all. And just yay to everybody for that. And then I want to bring up the length of the agenda. I really honestly believe 2 pages of agenda is way too long, personally, for me to stay. I'm not staying till midnight anymore. I don't know what time our meeting is supposed to be ended, but I think it's 10 o'clock, and I don't mind staying till 10:30, but beyond that, I get frightened out there. Sorry.
Fair enough.
So maybe we can, like, limit. I know we're very ambitious and we've been doing good things, but maybe we could, and not schedule some kind of class in the middle of it. Just a suggestion. And then the parking at the bank. I was told that's where we could park.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I've been thrown out of there twice.
By who?
The guard. And I've gone in to speak to Sergio, and I said, do we not park here? He said, no, but they all do anyway. So could somebody please clarify that to Sergio so
sure.
I don't feel like I'm violating something?
You're also allowed to park down below this building.
I didn't know
that's
that.
Yeah, where you turn
I don't
right.
I think I park subterranean if I'm here till 11 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
But over there, they never gave us any problem. He knows. Sergio knows.
He gave me a problem.
I've had a problem.
So
he's telling the truth.
Yeah. And I talked to him directly, face to face. And he said, no, we don't have that agreement, but everybody there parks here anyway.
Well, he did give us the right to park there when everyone was getting their tires slashed. So
right.
maybe
Would
he changed his mind.
Oh,
I'd be more than happy to go over there and say hello to Sergio.
Mm-hmm.
Fiber.
Yeah, a Marilyn Monroe statue is what is it going to be made out of? And since Amelia Earhart got stolen, is there going to be some kind of security there?
When did Amelia Earhart get stolen?
I thought it did, or did they just take it down for...
Where was the Amelia Earhart statue?
In North Hollywood Park.
Yeah,
and it got stolen?
Well, something happened.
They took it somewhere.
Yeah. It might have been taken down to fix it.
Renovation?
I think there was graffiti on it, and then they removed it, and they've never put it back yet, as far as I remember that, something to that effect.
Do you think who has it? Maybe we could get it.
Why she
had that? She set a record at Van Nuys Airport years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she
flew out of Van Nuys and set an airspeed record.
Yeah.
So maybe that could be part of the statuary row, whatever we're doing. Yes.
I think it's
bad. Maybe we could set up some kind of cameras or something.
Or put the statues close enough to the police department where they would...
No, your idea of having a long
at the orange line
is absolutely wonderful. The beginning of Van Nuys to the end of Van Nuys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and because Van Nuys has been reduced so much, because everybody else wants to be somebody else but Van Nuys, if we have that in Van Nuys, can you imagine what that's going to be?
I've thought about it. It's
great.
It's going to be something.
And Van Nuys, not Sherman Oaks.
No, in Van Nuys, California. Anybody else have anything for public comment? Going once, going twice. All right, Secretary's report. Mr. Hendry, you were recognized, sir.
Okay, I did submit minutes for the May meeting, which you saw. I wondered if we really wanted to go back and revisit the CIS votes because, and Mr. Benjamin listened when he heard they didn't pass.
I think it's a moot point at this point, if you don't mind me saying.
I don't mind you saying that some people wanted me to do it, because I guess they want to put everybody on a very hard record. It did not bother me, since they failed.
The fire station has been approved for the corner of Vesper and Oxnard by the entire city council. So I think at this point, whatever we have to say is rather moot.
Okay, well then I have submitted to May minutes then, and they will be ready to be reviewed or commented upon.
Did you have something, Candy?
Just quick, I agree with Mr. Benjamin. Let's move forward. I mean, that was, you know, that's where a lot of division happened between this council. Let's leave it alone. It's been passed by the city council. Whatever happens from here on in, you know, the council dealt with it, and let's move forward.
Very good. So, Mr. Hendry, I saw your email in the June minutes. I will circulate those and post them on our Facebook page.
Sorry, June minutes.
Okay. June minutes already read them.
Without objection, I would make a motion that we adopt the June minutes next Wednesday.
Seconded.
Very good. So that will be on the agenda for next week. And then anything else, Mr. Hendry? We're good?
What number are you on, George?
We just finished up the secretary's report. Number five. Number six, Treasurer's Report. Jeanette, you circulated your reconciliation report. We all have a copy of that. Jeanette, you recognize? We can get back to you. Let's have Jeanette do the Treasurer's Report, and then we'll hear from you, Miriam. No problem.
Okay. I have some more copies. I haven't finished handwriting on it, what I needed to write, because I now have the NITO invoice. I couldn't remember
because I really have bad short-term memory, what it was for. I knew it had something to do with Howard. Turns out it was for the labels for the DVDs. So anyway, but I had already typed it up so I could make my report tonight and have it ready for our meeting next week. And as Dunn has stated so many times in the past, the card actually got frozen when they said it would be. I nearly had a heart attack. I went to try to go make a payment to the post office for our P.O. box, and they declined it after three attempts. And I said, are you serious? Oh, my God. So I called Amber, and she proceeded to tell me, yeah, it's frozen. And I said, but I need to pay this by the 9th of July, or we're going to be fined, have a late fee. And the same thing with our storage if we don't move everything by the 9th of July. So she said, oh, don't worry, it'll be unfrozen on the 1st. And I said, okay, thank you. So tomorrow I have some running to do. I have an accounting of all of the little things. There's quite a few things on there. Most of them are small things like copies. I did Smart and Final three times for the cleanup for the fire station, and we were to stay under, not to exceed, it was 250, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And it stayed under that. I spent $140.78 for part of the food. $29.94 I got in a credit because I took back their hot dogs, which were disgusting, and got some better ones at Costco on my dime. I don't have that bill on me. I went to the Dollar Tree to get plates and napkins and corks, and I spent a whopping $24.62. And I got water for $6.74 at Smart Final. Then I got a little more a little later down here at Target because it was going to be really hot. I went to Big Lots and got another one of those little plastic bins that I use that can be used for storage and or for water for $5.94. For Q's flyers for the Ciclovia, it was to be not to exceed $100. We got it in for $65. FedEx copies for our meeting, $8.24. Big Lots, I got a calculator and some tablecloths, $3.27. That's because my personal calculator died. Copies to Den for $25.63 and for Howard and for myself because we have to keep copies because they lose things, you know. And that was $5.32 and $4.93 respectively. All right, storage up through the 9th of next month, 100 and a half. FedEx multiple reconciliations and a lot of backup paperwork. I had to take them for $70.38. FedEx for 52 cents. Some more receipts I missed. Fry's electronics. I went and got three things. I think it was three.
Two.
Oh, I only got two. I lied. Two DVDs for Howard for our copies of our meetings, and that was $26.14. On sale. Papa John's pizza for last general meeting, a whopping $42. Neato, which was for the labels that I just mentioned, and that was $63.44 that the labels to go on the DVDs. FedEx copies for one reports of $11.67 and of some new forms of $19.99 for a total of $672.46. We balanced forward $73.60.94, leaving $6,688.48. We actually had a little less because we had some funding things in, but we had a little problem with them freezing it on time. And with our trying to get our account set up, the new checking account, and when Maria went with me down there 5 or 6 months ago, whenever it was, to sign the paperwork for the new account, we had to get it started ahead of time. She decided she didn't want a card. And I told her, that's fine. Just sign the paperwork, though, as a second signer. Just tell them, do not want card, so that I would be the only one with a card. She didn't do it at all. And I didn't know, it was unbeknownst to me, that that was going to hold the process up, which it did. So then she, several months after that, decides to resign. We get Howard in, but then they didn't get he wasted a whole day down there trying to get trained and do the paperwork because they said they didn't have the board count vote and the minutes to show that we did duly elect him. So that held that up, and the long and the short of it is that all held up our account. So we were going to be able to slide in some money that we had left, if we had any, into our new account and be able to use it along with the $37,000 that we got at the beginning of the month until we found out that it wasn't far enough into the process because of what I just explained. So we got screwed. But George said he and I and Howard will go down and see if we can correct that, straighten it out. I hope we can, but I don't know. But we've come a long way. We've got a lot accomplished. We've funded a lot of things, and we're in the process of funding things. And it's a little better than it was. But our problem is what Howard said earlier. Every time they have a change in person or they switch people around, things change. When we had Thomasoon, we had that resolution to take care of some of the back stuff that I was finding and didn't find all of, and everything was fine. And then we lose him and we get Amber, and all of a sudden Merlo is telling us, no, that's not fine. And I did talk to Armando Ruiz, who is over them, and he said he will do whatever he can to help us out. He was a very, very nice man and very, very amenable, and we'll see what we can work out through him, because he's like a supervisor, and so far so good, so we're getting there, guys.
Okay.
Can I have a copy of that?
Yeah, I just didn't write on that stuff about the labels.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. President, in regards to the amount of money that lost, apparently there was money lost that could have gone to funding, I would like to have a report back for the full, for everyone to see how much money actually we are going to be losing. Because again, yes, we are getting the $37.50, but how much did we lose? And again, this, I think, believe is the second year that we've had this happen. And she's right.
Last year didn't happen.
A lot of times what happens is they change their policies and it penalizes us. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, we are going to go sit down with them and play bureaucratic games and look them in the eye and be like, we were here 6 months ago for the same exact thing.
Yeah, last year, we overspent $7,000, which was taken out of this year's funds.
Yeah.
Right, but again, there was a...
But that's better than us having stuff left over and then it going back to the general fund.
Yeah.
Last year, my recommendation was to approve more money than we had, so we had nothing left over, because if you remember the year before, we sent like 10 grand back.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Again, I think we can adjust that.
And we, with Howard and Jeanette's leadership, we are going to... play the little government games of looping people in and getting to the bottom of it. So, Jeanette, are we good?
We're good.
All right, so we will adopt the treasurer's report next Wednesday, and we can move on. Committee chairperson's reports. Joseph, you wanted Camby to co-chair your committee?
Yeah.
All right, so what we can do is we can put that on the agenda to have the full council vote on it, so it's official. So for the first thing for next week's agenda, I make a motion that we vote on Camby Marabi co-chairing the Public Safety Committee with Joseph.
Seconded.
All right, with that, I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
Okay, just a second. Okay, President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry, aye. Treasurer Hopp?
Aye.
Mr. Lazarevitz?
Aye.
Okay, that...
unanimous.
Am I missing anybody on the executive committee?
Nope.
No, I see Mr. Murray sitting there. Okay, it passes unanimously.
Very good, we'll vote on that next week. For any other committee chair reports, Howard, how did your... committee go last week?
We had the committee meeting on Wednesday of last week. I want to have one more meeting. We'll have it right after the general meeting. We came to a consensus that the concept of legalizing street vending in the city of Los Angeles is ultimately flawed, and that it is it can't be regulated, and there isn't the personnel to oversee the regulation of those street vendors. So, consequently, the preliminary findings of the committee is simply that without licensing, without them having proper regulations taken out by the city of Los Angeles to regulate the vendors, and health inspections, letter gradings, the very fact that on any parkway in any city in the city of Los Angeles, a street vendor could set up and sell We Love Van Nuys caps for sale in front of your house. It's a completely flawed concept, and it can't possibly be regulated. So that was the preliminary findings. We'll have another committee meeting shortly after the general meeting next Wednesday.
So, Howard, there's no laws in the book to regulate it?
None whatsoever.
And there's no money allocated for it?
None whatsoever.
So, may I make a suggestion? It was done before. Why didn't we create a private committee that will be approved by the whole city council? They'll charge for licensing. They'll put their own inspectors. It was done before. When the city or the county doesn't have the can facilitate it, for whatever reason it is, the private sector can move in. They did it with the jails, privatized jails.
Well, I mean, you know, all of that's a genuine possibility, but the way that CA 13-1249 reads at the present time, the city of Los Angeles wants to absorb that whole concept and take it in-house. There's no provisions for licensing. There's no provisions for anything within that. I can give you a copy of it. It's unenforceable.
It's very tough.
They were going to have a license fee, but the problem is all you collect is sales tax and that one little fee. But as Howard said, you have no regulation over where they purchase the goods they're selling. If it's food, you don't know where it was purchased from. It's not probably USDA approved, and it's like a scary thought. You don't know what you're eating or what you have to know.
Well, Howard's committee can still come up with a recommendation, and we can still send it to downtown. I mean, we don't want people eating corn that is usually sold to people that use it for feed,
for grain,
candy.
Yes, Mr. President. You know, in 1992, the first time that there was the issue of the illegal vendors, the way it is structured today, and that was the prosecutor that, or the city attorney, was Gil Garcetti, and it was under Hal Bernson's committee, and they tried to really hammer it out. And again, here we are, all these years later, nothing really solid. The thing that's happening that we've informed you about is we're working with Councilman Huizar's office, because the cathedral has no vendor signs all the way around. We went down and we took pictures of them. The council office is working with the cathedral to find out how it was all done. So we have something that we can work off of. Mr. Benjamin's right. There's no real law out there. What we have to do is we have to kind of like, because we have a precedent, we can do exactly what the cathedral did for Van Nuys and then spread out from there. But we have at least the seed to start this project. And we are working on it, and what I'll do as soon as we get the reports from the Councilman Wiesart, and I know it sounds kind of weird that it's another council office that's working with us, but they are, because they've done it already.
They have the same
issue. They have done. We can copy that. And what the thing is, a lot of the councilmen will not jump on this because they feel they're being racial or whatever. This is the best way to do it, because it's the church that's saying, look, we can't have you guys around here because we need to be able to have our people come into church without being affected by, you know, you're selling, whatever else is going on.
Yeah.
So there is something else moving on, and we'll report to you as the it goes along.
I would suggest really hitting home with Huizar, because he is the one who has introduced the measure. He and Curran Price are the two council members, District 9, District 14, who have introduced CA 13-1493, the motion to legalize sidewalk and street vending within the city of Los Angeles.
Yeah, we're dealing with Diane and Sarah from his office, so we have a good relationship.
Okay.
Cool. So Howard will loop you in before the next council, or before his next committee meeting, and that'll be good.
Yeah, well, we don't have public comment.
I think you should be recognized for 2 minutes then, Miriam. Miriam's recognized for 2 minutes.
Well, the thing is, before my 2 minutes start, it's not fair because Candido's getting hurt a lot about the vending. I wanted to say that there's no regulation for them to collect the money.
Fair enough.
Sales tax.
Right.
Did you want your 2 minutes, though?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, then.
Okay. First of all,
you have 120 seconds.
Okay. First of all, for those of you who are not on the mailing list, I want to let you know I'm not on the mailing list.
You're not on the mailing list. How's that
no,
possible?
No, I'm not email.
A couple that fell off.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not on the email. Secondly, it still hasn't been really a big push to get the video conferencing turned on. Like, I don't know, Candy and Joseph, you're going to government relations and safety?
No, it's Paul.
Paul is.
Oh, Paul. What are you?
Safety.
Your government.
Public safety.
Well, that has something to fall under your jurisdiction, but because of the fact that if we have an earthquake or something, we got to have the video conferencing open, ready to be open. And it's just, to me, it's appalling that this is a waste of taxpayers' money when they give away monies to lawsuits, when they have the money to open this up. It's ludicrous to give $264,000 to Michael Hunt for being thrown out, to Matt Dowd for not being able to do his vending on this beach. They're doing this so they can grab all the money and then say, well, we don't have the money to pay for vehicles, but we do have the money. It's inexcusable. They just spent $50,000 for the NAACP, which is a luxurious thing to do. I support the NAACP in spirit, but we just don't have the money to give them. If we don't have the money to turn on our video conference, what are they giving money away to NAACP? Come on, then. You got to put pressure on them and tell them to stop doing it. And then we have furniture tax. We mean the furniture monies and all this money, the extra money Arnold Sachs brings up, that there's extra money available, and they won't utilize that money for our video conferencing. They just don't want to hear from us. That's
okay.
It.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary.
I guess I can do my 2 minutes.
I don't see why not.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I'm glad about Weezer. A good thing about the illegal vending. I'm surprised that he would actually do anything good. I'm also upset about the city council spending money everywhere on development. But they still have some special fee events, but they won't spend it on our video conferencing. And I'm still hoping to figure out exactly how we can do the ambassadorship, because I'm exactly sure how we can do that, because I don't want to just look up their dates and go down there without anything there. They'll just think I'm an insane person, or just, they won't listen to what I'm saying. So I'm hoping that gets that set up. Though eventually, I'm hoping is if we get enough interested, that the city council will be embarrassed and pick it up themselves, because basically the city council should be paying for the video conferencing and not taking harder money from the neighborhood councils. So I'm seeing that if you say, see, all these people want it, and then they'll say, well, gee, all these neighborhood councils want it, that's embarrassing. Let's pay the money to open up video conferencing, because there's a lot of people. Yeah, we need to put pressure on them, especially to remind Nuri and Blumenfeld and the ones who like it, and Busciano, the ones, and Fuentes, the ones who like it, that they need to talk to the rest of the council members and say, this is something that should be done at this time. Yes, we went time without it. They did go without it for a while. Now it's time to put it back on. I think all of you are doing a good job, and glad to see the neighborhood council working so well.
The parklets.
Oh, yes, the parklets. Those are insane. They just they look worthless, and it's taken away parking from people. And just to put a little green space over there where that looks like the little ganglets to me, so I think the gangs will go over there and take their drugs over there on those little parklets, because there's really nobody to regulate the parklet and see what's going on in the parklet. So I have a feeling those parklets are not going to work.
Thank you, Donna. All right, with that, the honorary mayor of Van Nuys is here, Jamie Cordaro. I think you could, you're recognized for 2 minutes and 10 seconds. You are the mayor.
I know I walked in on the vending issue that they're dealing with here.
Yeah.
We all know that we have the issue, the state is going to begin to issue driver's license. Came here, whether from Australia, Canada, Mexico, Russia, wherever, they're going to issue them license come the first of the year. I just got word yesterday that they will be issuing contractor's license to illegals as well.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
It's another thing that they're moving through the assembly, and I'll go ahead and email you, George, or Howard, and let you guys know where we are in the program. I just heard about it yesterday, just by chance.
So, do you want us to do a community impact statement on that?
I'd like to, I'm going to read the bill or look at it with sometime this week because I've been buried in paperwork, but I want to read the bill. I will send it out to you guys today, but I think it's really important. I mean, what they're doing is they've opened up a can of worms.
That's
and I
scary.
Think it started with the ability for those of them, and I'm not putting anybody down as far as the ability to provide for a family, but the problem is they're reaching into a lot of other pockets and stripping those of them who do everything right from making a living.
Yeah.
And that's where you got to draw the line. And I think it opened up with the attorney that was brought here when he was two or three. And now, you know, he's an attorney even though he's illegal. That's not my problem. My problem is the safety and welfare of all the people who hire contractors in the state.
Fair enough.
That's what I wanted to bring up to the public comment.
Well, thank you very much, Mr.
Thank
Mayor.
You.
Mr. Piper.
Something real quick. Since you're getting all this for the...
Weigh it down.
Thank you. For the Marilyn Monroe statue, you're getting all that attention?
It's not a statue. It's we're naming a post office after Marilyn Monroe.
Okay. George keeps talking about
that
thing.
I'm looking to put that on the agenda when we get to it.
Since you're getting all that attention for the Marilyn Monroe whatever, maybe you can pressure them for some kind of office in the building. Maybe you got a little leverage now to get an office up in the old...
I may have lost leverage. We are...
at least a room closet.
We are trying to figure out a way where we can...
Something.
Yes. We're working on that. We're in the works for an office, Mr. Piper.
And it's real close.
All right. So with that, we will get into new business.
Right away.
I wanted to submit a couple agenda items, a couple community impact statements that hopefully we can discuss and debate next Wednesday and come up with something. The first one, this is a recommendation that I made to Nuri Martinez. Howard was in the room. It was a few weeks back, maybe over a month. She was complaining to us that there were too many medical marijuana dispensaries in her district, that Van Nuys has become kind of like the pot capital of Los Angeles. And strangely enough, I did a little bit of math, and there's 135 legal pot shops in L.A. There is 15 council districts in Los Angeles, and 15 goes into 135 nine times. So if there was nine legal pot shops in each of the council districts, it would be equal access to all, and they would be able to regulate it because they would know exactly who's in their district selling medical marijuana. So she was for it, but I think she needed a little bit more meat and potatoes or to have the idea come out of a neighborhood council or whatever before she can run with it. So without objection... I would like to submit for the agenda next week this exact language. We can tweak it or whatever. The VNNC to submit a community impact statement on medical marijuana dispensaries. The VNNC to recommend each of the 15 council districts in LA City has nine medical marijuana dispensaries per district. This would allow equal access to all patients with prescriptions and not make Van Nuys the medical marijuana capital of Los Angeles. So... whether anything happens with this or not, I think we should go on record because besides the prostitution on Sepulveda and crime, this is the number one issue that comes up before this council. Candy.
Mr. President, I think the concept is good, but the thing is we have over 982 illegal along with so-called 135. The problem is none of the politicians have the guts to really address that.
That's why we're doing this.
The city attorney's office, and I love Mr. Fuhrer, is not enforcing. You know, it was passed, it was defeated. We've had all these things happen, but nobody's got the guts to do anything. And as long as that's happening, and they're fearful of the one thing people don't realize, marijuana dispensers have a lot of money, and they're actually getting a lot of backing from Colorado. There's a lot of money being brought in from Colorado to back to because this is an open market.
We'll never get
Colorado's got it, and California, they can open California up. It's wide open. So,
well, I say I make a motion that we put this on the agenda. We discuss it next week, and it might give them some teeth.
Yeah.
So with that,
I second the motion.
Very good, Mr. Right. Secretary.
And
yes,
okay, President
George, we really have to move along here.
Yes.
We can't debate each item here unless a form was filled out prior addressing the individual things prior to the meeting.
I agree with you.
Okay, did you want to vote for this? Yes, Mr. President.
Yes.
All right, Mr. President, form of information. I need some information on this because this has been brought up a second time. So from now on the agenda, we need to fill out a public speaking card and then put all items on there if we want to speak to them.
With a maximum of 5.
10 minutes. All right, as long as that's no problem.
It's on the agenda. It's clearly stated on the agenda.
All right, Mr. Secretary, back to the vote.
Okay. We have Thomas Benjamin, Mr. Hendry votes aye. Ms. Hopp?
Aye.
Mr. Lazarevitz?
Aye.
It passes.
Very good. Next up, the hotel living wage, Council File 140223. This is, once again, one of Nuri Martinez's babies. She is the one that is shepherding this through the council, since it's such a big issue for her. And we did discuss and debate this a few months back. I would like to do a community impact statement that just basically says the VNNC to take an official position on the proposed living wage ordinance, and we can hash it out next Wednesday.
Second the motion.
All right. With that, I call for the vote.
Okay. President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry, aye. Ms. Hopp?
Oh, boy. It's going to pass anyway, but I'm going to abstain.
Okay, sorry. Mr. Lazarevitz.
Aye.
It passes 4-1.
All right, I have 2 more things for the agenda, and then we'll get into what's already printed on our agenda. The next thing will be discussion and debate of installing a Marilyn Monroe statue at the Orange Line station in Van Nuys and working alongside the Metro and the MTA on promoting taking public transit, especially to visit the Marilyn Monroe statue. Once and if this does go through, my goal would be to establish a business improvement district from the Marilyn Monroe statue to the new Marilyn Monroe post office on Van Nuys Boulevard. But to not put the cart before the horse and to start the process, I make a motion that we put on the agenda discussion and debate of installing a Marilyn Monroe statue at the Orange Line station in Van Nuys and working alongside the Metro and the MTA and promoting taking public transit.
Who would pay for the statue?
I think we definitely could get
it. We can get people. I mean,
yeah, I don't think we have to spend a penny of government money on this.
Okay. I'll second
the donation.
Very good. I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
Okay, President Thomas.
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Secretary Hendry, aye. Treasurer Hopp.
Aye.
Mr. Lazarevitz.
Aye.
Passes.
Can I just ask one quick question?
Yes,
ma'am. Is that going to be the Orange Line at Van Nuys Boulevard?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final thing will be that I have for the agenda next Wednesday will be establish an ad hoc committee to find a permanent home for the Museum of the San Fernando Valley. And our new council member, Kambitz Marabi, would like to chair that, and without any objection.
I'd like to be his co-chair.
I look forward to that.
Can that be put on?
Let's get this on the agenda. Let's vote on it next Wednesday, and then we'll come up
committee.
Who's going to be on the committee. But Kambi expressed an interest to me in having a leadership role on this council, and I said the Museum of the San Fernando Valley would be a perfect thing for him to work on. So without objection, establish an ad hoc committee to find a permanent home for the Museum of the San Fernando Valley.
What's wrong with the fire station?
We will discuss that next Wednesday. Mr. Secretary, I call for the vote.
Did I hear a second?
I second it.
Okay, as always. Okay, President Benjamin, President Thomas.
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Secretary Hendry, aye. Treasurer Hopp.
Aye.
Mr. Lazarevitz.
Aye.
Passes.
Very good. All right, getting into what's already on the agenda. 8A, the VNNC to co-host the license forum with Assembly Member Adrian Nazarian. Basically, it's Assembly Bill 60, what the mayor alluded to, but the licensing, the driver's license thing with the... undocumented. Basically, we've been invited by the Assembly Member to participate in this. I wanted to put it on the agenda so everyone was aware of it, and he's happy to let us co-host and co-sponsor it. So,
I think it's a good idea.
Without objection, I move that we adopt 8A's language as is.
Seconded.
With that, I call for the vote.
And 1 minute. Okay, President Thomas.
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Secretary Hendry. Aye. Treasurer Hunt.
Aye.
Mr. Lazarus.
Aye.
Passes.
Very good. 8B, the first annual Children's Day and Movie Night at the Government Center. The VNNC needs to come together for a brainstorming and planning session. The VNNC also needs to finish planning and addressing the logistics to pull this event off. Quick briefing, we passed the first Children's Day as the first Sunday in August. The library is closed on Sundays, so we were going to have the celebration on Saturday. Around the same time, Councilmember Paul Krikorian's office offered us to co-host or co-sponsor a movie night, and they have all the movie projectors from Universal and can get us whatever Universal movie we want to play.
But so, it has to be a Universal movie.
Or we have to pay royalties.
Correct.
So basically to actually pull this event off, I would imagine we'd have to have a couple meetings of just the people that want to be involved, and then we do it. So with that, we can mention this to the full council next Wednesday and see who wants to be involved, who doesn't want to be involved. But Kelly Tyler with the library has been very, very good to us and... is going to work alongside us for the Children's Day and then also movie night, Councilmember Krikorian's office, and mainly Nikki has done a great job and wants to work with us on this. So I make a motion that we put this on the agenda and we see who is actually interested in doing this next Wednesday.
Second.
With that, I call for the vote.
Okay, just catching up. President Thomas.
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Secretary Hendry. Aye. Treasurer Hunt.
Aye.
Mr. Lazar.
Yeah.
Passes.
Hello. All right. Getting into the fun meat and potatoes of what we are going to go through in July, we need to, it's budget season, and we need to do a bunch of things. So let's just jump right in. 8C, approved Neighborhood Council self-assessment for fiscal year 13-14, summarizes how the VNNC performed last year based on the strategic plan and shows the board what worked and what didn't so the board can learn and improve. This information will be helpful in developing the strategic plan for next year. So with that, I will send out a memo so everyone has a copy of all of this, and we are going to... have to go through this with a fine-tooth comb. Absolutely. And approve all of this so we get our funding. The email did say that we have to have everything in by September 1st, so we can happily argue all July and all August about it. So with that, 8C, I make a motion we adopt the language as is.
Second.
Very good. I call for the vote.
Okay, just a second. I'm racing along here to keep even. President Thomas.
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Secretary Hendry. Aye. Treasurer Hunt.
Aye.
Mr. Lazarus.
Aye.
Passes.
Very good. 8D, approved Neighborhood Council strategic plan for fiscal year 14-15. Approved VNNC strategic plan for this year with an added focus on outreach and specific measurable and performance metrics. So that does sound fun. And that goes along with our budget package, if you will. So without objection, so ordered, I make a motion we adopt 8D as is.
Seconded.
Mr. Secretary, I call for the vote.
Okay, President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry, aye. Treasurer Hopp?
Aye.
Mr. Lazaridis?
Aye.
Passes?
Does this have to be in as well on September 1st?
Yeah, all of this has to be done by September 1st. So I think we should argue about it next week and then get it done by August.
Okay.
So 8E, approved neighborhood council outreach survey for fiscal year 14-15. The neighborhood council's current outreach survey, which lists the neighborhood council outreach tools, is posted on the NC's webpage, empowerla.org. The VNNC to provide any updates as necessary. Without objection, I make a motion we adopt 8E as is.
Seconded.
Is that also a September 1st?
Yeah.
That is it.
Yep,
Mr. Secretary, I call for the vote.
1 minute. Okay. President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry, aye. Treasurer Hopp?
Aye.
Mr. Lazaridis?
Aye.
Yeah.
Passes?
Okay. Right. If I can make one statement in here very quickly. There is a printer that is outstanding that Neighborhood Empowerment Dunn has requested that it be either returned to Dunn or returned to the council. From what I understand, the printer is in the possession of ex-board member Herbert Thompson, along with $600 worth of ink that was purchased by the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council with Neighborhood Council funds. That's also in Mr. Thompson's possession. It has to be returned. It has to be returned, either to Dunn or to us, without question. Our feet have been held to the fire.
Thank you, Howard.
No, that's
so.
Being nice about
I should just send them a registered letter.
Well, we need
an email.
Our new outreach chair should have that stuff, and Maria needs to, for her duties as the outreach chair. So what we could do is formally send him an email, then formally send him a letter, and go knock on his door. I think he lives over there by Tommy's, if I remember correctly, and get the stuff back. I mean, it's government property. It's none of our property. It's the city of L.A.'s property. So,
Mr. Thompson indicated to me that he was willing to pay for it, but there is no provision within the city charter to allow a neighborhood council board member or ex-board member to pay for any items bought by the neighborhood council. It can't be reimbursed. It has to be turned
There's
in.
There's no way to do it.
Or he buys a new one.
Absolutely.
One or the other, yeah.
Yeah.
So let's send him an email. If we don't get a response, let's send him a registered letter so it shows that he signed for it. And then if we don't get anything after that, we will consult our city attorney and see what we can do. So 8E was approved. 8F, approved neighborhood council budget for fiscal year 14-15. The NC's budget allocation should align with the goals identified in the strategic plan for the year. A new change on the budget template is to include the NC's monthly reoccurring expenditures so that the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment can ensure timely transfers of funds. I'm sorry that I'm laughing. Timely transfers of funds to the NC checking accounts each month to cover these expenses. I'm sorry. Without objection, I make a motion that we approve the language of 8F as is.
Seconded.
I call for the vote.
Yeah, timely. What does that mean?
And what's the time limit on you?
We don't.
They give us time limits, but have to adhere to the same. Yeah. It's a double standard. Mr. Secretary, I vote yes.
President, okay. Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry, yes. Treasurer Hahn?
Oh, yeah. Tongue in cheek.
Mr. Lazaridis?
Yes.
Okay, very good. 8G, approved neighborhood council board vote form. The NC's council budget package for fiscal year 14-15 must be accompanied by the NC board vote form showing that the members of the board approve the entire package. So this will be the final thing. Once we get all of this in, we'll be good to go.
Okay, I had it approved.
It's already been approved?
To the best of my knowledge, it's been approved. I turned it in.
Okay, they just sent us a new one.
another one other than that. Now, well, you see what I'm talking
any
about?
Changes
I, we can check if there's changes or not, but okay.
Well,
this is a government in action, guys. So, 8G, I make a motion.
Read it, and if there's no
we will verify.
Adopt it.
But they'll come up with something, so we'll use their new form.
All right, I second it.
Okay, with that, I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
Yeah. All the
and the time that it took for me to do it. Which
well,
was a half a day.
I vote yes, Mr. Hendry.
Okay. Mr. Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry, aye. Treasurer Hoff?
Aye.
Mr. Lazarevitz?
Yes.
Jeez Louise.
It passes.
Very good. 8H, finalize the VNNC retreat at the Van Nuys Library and participation in the community involvement plan. Basically, we just need to come up with a Saturday in August or September when everybody wants to have the retreat. A discussion, debate. Anyone? Anything?
Good idea.
I think we're going to go to Reagan Library.
The Reagan Library was vetoed because it's out of the city and out of the county.
Right.
Mm, it's got to be in the city.
But they really thought it was a great idea.
It's got to be in Van Nuys.
It has to be in Van Nuys.
So,
if we do it downtown at City Hall?
It has to be in Van Nuys, apparently. Oh, okay. Even though the last one wasn't. It was at a fire station in Panorama City. I would say towards the end of August, if it was like the last weekend in August, we can discuss it with the full board next Wednesday. But basically, it will be all the training all the council members need to take, the team building sessions that we're going to have, and then the really cool thing that Kelly went to Denver to start the community involvement plan, where we're the only library and community government in Southern California that is doing this. So with all of those three things, it's going to be highly beneficial.
Yeah.
Let's just argue about a date next Wednesday. I make a motion we adopt the language as is and come up with a date next Wednesday.
Seconded.
All right.
Don't forget that Penny was involved in that.
Yep, Penny and Kelly both went to Denver.
Yep.
I vote yes, Mr. Secretary.
Okay, Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Secretary Hendry, yes. Treasurer Hoff.
Aye.
Mr. Lazarevitz.
Aye.
Passes.
Done too, if they're available that day.
Yeah, they need to come and train us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, we're almost done. 8I, additional items. Anybody have anything for the agenda? Candy.
Mr. President, I'd like to put the medium north of Van Nuys Boulevard, on Van Nuys Boulevard. Again, that was originally a Van Nuys Neighborhood Council project for $135,000. We've taken care of it for a long time. We have 19 members now on the board. Somebody else has picked that up. We're still taking.
Give me the exact. It's north of Van Nuys.
North of Van Nuys on Van Nuys Boulevard.
It's right in front of Wells Fargo Bank.
Oh, the island.
Yeah,
the island. We have to come up with a maintenance schedule for that because. Again, it was a neighborhood council project approved $135,000 through the council office, and it's looking like hell again. We completed about 4 months ago, but it's too dangerous to get out there. Traffic is moving very fast. It's just a very dangerous situation.
Yeah,
you don't have that much.
And okay, how about for the medium north of Van Nuys on Van Nuys Boulevard, the VNNC to come up with a cleanup plan and schedule possible dates for cleanup.
Absolutely. Just a follow-up to that. We have done the cones. We've done the just everything. And traffic still comes at you, and they've knocked you down. So if we have either the involvement of the council or the council office, then possibly we can do it without having anyone killed. I want that recorded.
All right, very good. Yes, Donna.
Can I ask a question? And now it appears to be that if you're late, you can't speak on anything, possibly public comment, but you can't speak on any agenda items because you can't get here in time to be able to fill that out.
Exactly.
And that doesn't seem quite right. Even in front of the item before they start speaking, people at the city council were allowed to put in.
But for the record,
I don't come in. If I don't,
but you did do a public comment.
I'm busy. If I'm not here at 6 o'clock or 6:15 or 6:20 or 6:30, then I can't speak on anything.
But you did speak.
You know, you're not going to. You can't
here at 7:30 usually for meetings?
That's right. Not what she's saying. She's saying that once she's late, she's not able to talk on the other items on the agenda. You allowed her to speak public comment, but how about the other? Based on what we were told by Mr. Benjamin, you have to fill out forms.
Okay, well, we're going to be enforcing that rule, but as we all get used to it, if anybody needs to speak on any of the agenda items, feel free to raise your hand, but you get 2 minutes for public comment,
right,
and you have 10 minutes total. So now you have 8 minutes to speak on four other items.
Yeah, that's fine.
So that we are slowly getting to where Mr. Benjamin wants us, where everybody puts the public comment cards in the hopper and we address it like that. But, and both of you got to speak after public comment. If you remember, we stopped the secretary's report and stopped the treasurer's report, and both of you spoke. So we accommodated you totally and completely. And if you had anything else on the agenda that you wanted to speak on, that's fine. But we all, because everyone and their mother and their brother and their neighbor and the people across the street are complaining about how long these meetings are, we're going to have to start enforcing the government code that's been at the bottom of the agenda since day one. Everybody gets 2 minutes to speak, 10 minutes total. So even if it's Mayor Cordaro or somebody that's never been to a meeting, when they walk in this room, you have 5 opportunities total, and that's it. Period. So, and we've always been very good to both of you. And
like
what we can do is like get you like a like a flag, maybe a flag to wave.
Promptness is rewarded. Promptness is rewarded.
And one thing to remember, when public comment is taking place, there is no back and forth.
Yes,
it is just a comment, and you have to address the entire board, not a specific individuals, the entire board, and you're done. No back and forth, no nothing.
Period.
See that down.
And according to the code of civility, I might add that no individuals within the stakeholders or the board members shall be singled out.
Right.
It is not attack on whoever. It is simply public comment.
We're just going to do general attacks and not any personal.
What
attacks.
About public comment? You want to compliment somebody?
Compliments are still
attack.
Okay. We will accept compliments every 6 or 8 months when they come in. We're happy to accept
the whole board.
Them.
Yeah.
That would really be nice.
Well, yes.
Perfect.
And when that happens, when I see Abe and Humpy straightens up. So, moving on, does anybody else have any additional items for the agenda? Okay, so let's put candies on as let's adopt the language and do this all officially. So the medium north of Van Owen on Van Nuys Boulevard, the VNNC to come up with a cleanup plan and schedule possible dates for cleanup. For a cleanup.
Second.
With that, I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
President Thomas.
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Secretary Hendry. Aye. Treasurer Hall.
Aye.
Mr. Lazarevitz.
Aye.
Passes.
Very good. Additional items. Joseph.
Why don't we find out who takes care of the island on Burbank and Van Nuys Boulevard? Let's find out how much it is.
Keys takes care of that. That's all Keys? Part of the automotive group down there.
Is that the nice looking one with
the
fake grass?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So we want that to happen there is basically what we're
going to ask Keys to take care of this one.
Stacy's, I think it's Stacy Siegel.
She's the contact.
I say we move it off onto onto
and the AMS since you're going to take care of this one.
Good.
Can I also make an item too? Why don't we spruce up the whole thoroughbred of Van Nuys?
Oh, I like that.
I like that. We're going to do that.
Sprucing up. Sprucing. Did anybody happen to notice as you walked in how bad it looked all the way from midway down the street, all around our planters and all the way up to our location here?
Exactly. That's what I wanted to do.
There was so much trash, not just in the gutter, but in the plants and all over from midway down the block where I parked my car, all the way up the street and all the way up into this building. There was trash everywhere. It looks really bad.
If we can make an amendment to Candy's cleanup, we could also loop in the government center.
That's why
and that
I
same
mentioned
day,
it.
We do a government center cleanup and your median. Because what if you guys want a briefing on what happened, Benito, the guy that used to drive around the John Deere thing, who was cleaning up the government center, I think he went to
He went to Parks and Rec or
DWP.
Oh, he went to DWP, so he's on to greener pastures. Yes, Candido.
Yeah. Of their businesses. Yeah. We'd love to have you come out any day and help us. Any day you want to come out, come and help us. The other issue is the volunteer center has left the civic center. They're no longer here. So they're not out there at least three times a week. They're no longer here. So that's why you see all the trash piling up.
Duly noted. So if we can, let's, without any objection, I'd like to amend the item Candy put on the agenda, and then add government center cleanup too.
Seconded.
All right.
Mr. Thomas,
yes.
Can I have one more?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. One thing about the island on the north beyond Van Owen is it's going to be very close to Starbucks. Seeming that we're not thinking that.
No, that's my suggestion.
Starbucks is coming, therefore.
Yeah, that's my suggestion.
Maybe not. Maybe not right now.
Should we go draft them? Let's draft them.
Hey, wait a minute, because they came to us. We could turn. Oh,
no, it's genius. It's
definitely my suggestion.
Good idea.
If we can get Starbucks to adopt that,
yeah,
absolutely.
We'll put a little plaque on it.
Yeah, we
absolutely
plaque on Starbucks.
There might be something there where, you know, with the adopt a highway, but we come up with our own signs like this. Area has been officially adopted by Starbucks per the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council. That's genius. That is genius.
If you speak to them, if the president speaks to them, it'll get done.
I will be happy to go over and do that. And Mr. Henry, that is an absolutely fantastic idea.
Put a point.
Yes, and then it'll have like our little logo on it, a nice little sign. Well, all credit goes to you, Miriam. You're the one.
I'm telling you, we need to get the business. Why don't we get all the business to come out? Like the corner there where all the
shoes are still on
the corner. Are you trying to leave? You know what the corner there?
Tomorrow, 4:30.
Right there at the corner where the island and you talk about. We're
not adjourned yet.
Still in session. All right, any additional items?
Mr. Henry.
Team Van Eyes. All right.
Mr. Henry has one more item.
Mr. Henry, you are recognized.
Okay. As per some previous discussion, I finally did have some expenses to do various forms, and I had bills here for $29.99. Don't ask me why it ended up sounding like Earl Shy, but it did.
That was a lot of years ago.
We'll get them done.
All right. All right, let's put it on the agenda as official reimbursement of Secretary John Henry.
Okay.
With
do you have the originals or
just official reimbursement of Secretary John Henry.
It has to be original.
Put it out of the machine?
For council expenses.
Oh, for council expenses.
Because sometimes
council
they put it out of the machine and it looks like this. Sometimes they're the little one out of their desk.
Okay, let's. I make a motion that we adopt an official reimbursement of Secretary John Henry for council expenses as an item on next week's agenda.
Seconded.
With that, I call for the vote. All
right, we're voting.
Okay, yes. Just a second. President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Henry, aye. Treasurer Hoff?
Aye.
Mr. Lazarevitz?
Aye.
Aye. Passes.
Very good. Any more additional items?
Over the thing.
8J, funding requests. Going once, going twice. 9, announcements. Anybody have anything?
Yeah, happy 4th of July, everybody.
Happy 4th of July.
A healthy and a safety one.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is my honor and privilege as the president to adjourn the meeting. 7:38. That's a new record.
In front of you, baby.
That's a new record. Yeah, I'll be all right.